Reflection 6. A Path Forward. The Magic Coin Soup Story. Once upon a time, a stranger stumbled into a war-torn village on the brink of famine. People were hoarding what little food they had left. Nobody shared so much as a crumb. When the stranger knocked at door after door, each villager grumbled, "We have no food left to spare. We won't survive the winter if we give anything away." "Not to worry," the stranger said with a broad smile. "I can prepare the most delicious coin soup. All I need is a kettle and a fire." Curious but skeptical, the villagers lit a small fire in the center of the square and placed a battered pot over it. The stranger reached into his pocket and pulled out a handful of glittering coins. A woman scowled. "We've barely got enough onions left for ourselves. We're not going to sell you anything. We can't eat money," she snapped. "That's easy to fix," said the stranger. "Here, take these coins. In exchange, I need some onions to begin my soup. When the soup's ready, bring these coins back, and you'll get a whole bowl of delicious soup." Intrigued by the prospect of a hot meal, the woman traded her onions for the stranger's coins. In they went, sizzling and caramelizing to perfection. Soon, a second villager ambled over, drawn by the rich aroma wafting through the air. "Got anything to add?" the stranger asked, holding out more coins. "Carrots, maybe? Celery? A dash of salt?" The second villager took a coin and sprinted off and returned with carrots. Another neighbour, seeing the others, came bearing celery. Someone else even had a bit of chicken hidden away. One by one, they exchanged their goods for coins, tossing vegetables and scraps of meat into the pot. The soup began bubbling into a heavenly broth as the villagers lined up, eagerly clutching their coins like precious tickets to a sacred feast. At last the soup was finished, overflowing with flavour, warmth and sustenance. Families approached the stranger, coins in hand, and in return he ladled out hearty portions of the soup. Bowls were filled, children grinned from ear to ear, and the village echoed with laughter for the first time in ages. The stranger ate his fill too, then collected his coins and prepared to leave. "Wait," cried one villager. "If you take those coins away, how can we make coin soup again?" The stranger gave a wink. "You don't need my coins." Before anyone could press him for more details, the stranger tipped his hat, stepped onto the road, and vanished beyond the horizon. I often find myself in situations where people say, "That all sounds nice and good, but that's all for people who trust each other, not us." When gardening in a desert, the seed resources you bring with you make all the difference. The Magic Coin Soup story you might recognize as a deeper dive into the agreements that might have been there in the old stone soup fable, in which hungry strangers convince the people of a town or village to share small amounts of their food in order to make a meal. Notice how the stranger in the story created a common pool by first giving his word that he would make and distribute soup. The magic coins were a token of that commitment. Their only purpose was to keep a record of commitments in a publicly accountable way. Again, the stranger curated his own commitment in his common pool as the first seed, then specified the commitments he wanted in return. As people took his coin, they accepted his commitment and also added their own. They created a mutual credit between them. When they returned with items for the soup, they retained a credit, symbolized by the coin, which they later redeemed for soup, relieving the stranger of his debt. This beautiful ability for us as individuals to seed common pools is an important part of our heritage. Imagine a world in which communities no longer depend on distant, extractive economic systems, but instead thrive through networks of shared resources and commitments. This vision isn't just a dream, it's happening today. I have witnessed it firsthand in Uganda and Kenya. Networks of refugee camps, businesses in cities, and rural farmers who manage to coordinate the equivalent of billions of dollars worth of goods and services without a single currency transaction, relying instead on the pools of mutual commitments their ancestors used. Pooling commitments, grounded in the ancient wisdom of systems that link the heart and mind of society, are powerful tools for modern economies. We have also looked at the way modern digital technologies are helping to bring these ancient protocols back to the world, expanding their reach and allowing people to exchange commitments and pool resources without money and across vast regions and diverse needs. All over the world, similar networks are emerging and flourishing on every continent, connecting farmers, builders, educators, and others in ways that grow not just their resources, but their relationships, skills, healthy ecosystems, and their sense of belonging and purpose. We are in a transitory phase, and today's digital technologies present an opportunity to step back into forms of symbiosis. This great opportunity brings many challenges. Challenges and opportunities. Quote, "We are called to be architects of the future, not its victims." Buckminster Fuller. One of the first hurdles in creating and regrowing resilient networks of pools is stewardship. To transform a parking lot or any degraded soil back into a garden takes a dedicated gardener. Every pool needs stewards, people who plant their seed in the commons and ensure that operations run smoothly, decisions are transparent, and those affected have a voice. As we've seen from the mind of the Kaya, these stewards act as caretakers of a common pool, adapting its rules and processes as the needs of the community evolve. Without this kind of leadership, even the best designed digital or analog system can falter. Another challenge is management of risk. What happens if someone doesn't fulfill their commitment? Pool stewards must have clear mechanisms in place to handle the risks, like adjusting the value of unfulfilled commitments and creating enough abundance to absorb temporary losses. These systems ensure that a single failure doesn't destabilize the entire pool. Access to expressing commitments and pooling plays a critical role, but the process must be as self-sovereign as possible, user-friendly and accessible. Imagine a wallet assistant, an app, or even a community member helping you navigate your commitments, finding the best exchanges, and simplifying complex trading routes. Behind the scenes, decentralized technologies can provide the infrastructure for transparent and secure transactions, but the user experience must remain intuitive. Any digital ledger system should be able to revert, if necessary, to analog paper ledgers and other record systems. Manual and analog systems should not be diminished or forgotten. They represent important technological sovereignty. Legal frameworks also need to catch up. While there's a precedent for traditional practices as well as commitment-based instruments like vouchers and loyalty points, scaling pools of these instruments globally means navigating a labyrinth of regulations, many of which were created specifically for the purposes of colonial rule and monetary centralization. Communities must work together to formalize traditional practices like rotating labor associations in modern legal and technological frameworks, ensuring they remain culturally authentic while gaining wider acceptance. This enhances resilience, fosters social cohesion, and ensures that even in cash-scarce environments, communities can thrive. It is important to note that, while the act of pooling, meaning the right and ability to establish cooperative systems, is a public good, the specific pools, which means the commitments, resources, and relationships formed by groups, remain private or semi-private commons governed by the participating group. Recognizing pooling as a public good supports sovereignty, fairness, sustainability, and cultural preservation while ensuring that diverse communities have the tools to build their own resilient systems. The transition from extractive capitalism to cooperative, regenerative economies won't happen overnight. But every overlapping pool connected by common commitments exchanged is part of a pollination rebellion, a step toward a future where collective well-being outweighs the dominance of the few. It starts with small actions, identifying what we can offer, pooling it fairly with others, and building trust. Workshops, policies, and tools can help scale these practices, but the heart of this transformation is human connection, and that starts with you. Quote, "We move at the speed of trust." Adrienne Marie Brown. Our networks of common pools are more than just economic systems. They are ecosystems of relationships, in which every promise made and kept strengthens the bonds that hold us together. The future isn't just something we passively wait for, it's something we can build together. As we close these reflections, consider this. What commitments are you ready to make and pool together with others for mutual well-being? Let's start.